Hello, everyone, and Linda, I have to ask, did we already record this intro? I have the strangest sense of déjà vu.
We definitely haven't, Professor, but that feeling is actually perfect for today's topic. We are diving into a paper titled, Wait, Why Do Reasoning Models Loop?
Wait, is that really the title? It sounds like me trying to find my glasses when they're on my head.
It is. It's a new preprint from researchers at MIP, Microsoft Research, and the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And it tackles a very specific, very annoying problem with the new generation of reasoning models like DeepSeek R1 or the O1 series.
Yes. The models that think before they speak. They generate that hidden chain of thought to solve complex math problems or write code. I assume the looping refers to them running in circles.
Exactly. Instead of solving the problem, they sometimes get stuck repeating the same few sentences over and over again. They might say, "Let me double check that." Perform a calculation, say, "Wait, that seems wrong," and then restart the exact same calculation indefinitely.
Like a student who forgot to study for the final and just keeps rewriting the question on the exam paper, hoping the answer will magically appear?
Precisely. And it's worse when you use greedy decoding. That is, when you set the model's temperature to zero to make it deterministic. You'd think being deterministic would be good for math, right?
In theory, yes. If I ask for the square root of 144, I don't want a creative answer. I want 12. But you're saying these models fall apart without a little randomness?
They do. In fact, most model providers explicitly tell you to run these reasoning models at a higher temperature, adding randomness, just to stop them from getting stuck in these loops. The paper asks a fundamental question. Is randomness actually necessary for reasoning? Or is high temperature just a band-aid?
I see. So we're asking if the model is actually thinking, or if we're just shaking the vending machine until the snack falls out.
That is, a surprisingly accurate analogy, actually. The authors, led by Chirillos, Pippis, and Shivam Garg, argue that temperature is largely a stopgap. The root cause is something they call errors in learning.
Errors in learning. That sounds suspiciously like it wasn't trained well enough, which, to be fair, is usually the answer in deep learning. Just add more data, Linda.
It's a bit more nuanced than that. It has to do with the specific way these models are trained, often using distillation, where a smaller student model tries to mimic a smarter teacher model.
Distillation. I prefer my distillation in a glass, usually around 5 p.m., but go on.
We're talking about knowledge distillation, Professor. And the paper found something fascinating. The student models loop significantly more than the teachers they learn from.
If the student is just copying the teacher, why does the student get stuck in a loop while the teacher moves on?
Now that is interesting. If I teach a student to solve a differential equation and I don't loop, they shouldn't loop either, unless they didn't actually understand why I took the next step.
Bingo. And that brings us to the first big mystery of the episode. So let's look at the data. The researchers tested a whole suite of open reasoning models, DeepSeek's distilled QN models, the OpenThinker family, and 5-4. They threw them at the American Invitational Mathematics Examination, or AIM.
AIM! High school math contests. Nasty stuff. I still have nightmares about combinatorics problems involving red and blue balls and urns.
You and me both. Now, here is the kicker. They compared the student models, the smaller ones, trained by distilling the reasoning traces of a larger teacher, against the teachers themselves.
Right. Standard practice. You take a massive model like Qwen-32B, generate a bunch of smart solutions, and train a tiny 1.5 billion parameter model to predict those tokens. It's like copying off this marketing class.
Exactly. But when they ran the student model, specifically OpenThinker 1.5B, using greedy decoding, so no randomness, it looped in 30% of its responses.
30%? That is shockingly high. One in three times it just starts babbling the same sentence forever? What about the teacher?
The teacher, QN32B barely looped at all on the same problems, maybe 1 or 2%.
Okay, hold on. This doesn't make sense. If I am sitting next to the smartest kid in class, and I am copying his answers word for word, I might not understand why the answer is 42, but I should definitely write down 42. I shouldn't write 42, wait 42, wait 42 until the bell rings.
That's the mystery. If the student perfectly learned the teacher's distribution, it wouldn't loop. The fact that it does loop implies there is a systematic mismatch. The paper calls this errors in learning.
Errors in learning. That sounds like a polite way of saying the model is too small to contain the teacher's brilliance, like trying to fit the Encyclopedia Britannica into a fortune cookie.
That's part of it. Capacity is definitely a factor. They found that larger students loop less than smaller students. But it's not just capacity. It's about what happens when the model faces a hard step it can't quite replicate.
So it's not just for getting facts, it's getting confused at decision points.
Yes, and crucially, they found that harder problems induce significantly more looping. When the path forward is clear, the student copies fine. But when the reasoning gets tricky, say a complex proof step where the teacher had to make a subtle logical leap, the student stumbles.
I see. The teacher makes a leap of intuition based on its massive training. The student sees the leap, tries to learn it, but the connection is too faint. It's like cargo cult reasoning. It mimics the form, but misses the substance.
And when it misses the substance, it defaults to something safer or simpler. And that, Professor, leads us directly into why these errors turn into infinite loops instead of just wrong answers.
Right. Being wrong is one thing. Being repetitive is just annoying. Why not just guess and fail?
Because of risk aversion, or at least a mathematical version of it. So let's talk about risk aversion due to hardness of learning. It sounds complicated, but the authors use a really elegant synthetic task to demonstrate it, a star graph. A star graph? Like a hub and spoke model? I assume we start in the middle.
Exactly. Imagine a central root node with, say, 5 different paths branching out. Each path leads to a leaf node. One of those leaves is the goal. The others are dead ends.
Okay, simple enough. I'm standing in the middle of a roundabout with 5 exits. I need to pick the right one to get home.
Right. Now imagine a teacher who knows exactly which exit to take. It takes the correct exit 70% of the time. But sometimes, 30% of the time, it just decides to reset and stay in the center for a moment, maybe to rethink.
A reset action, like saying, wait, let me double check that in a chain of thought.
Exactly. Now, we train a student model on this teacher's behavior. The problem is, learning which specific exit is the correct one is hard. To the student, all 5 exits look identical.
Ah, I see where this is going. If the student can't distinguish the correct exit from the 4 wrong ones, it gets confused.
Right. The teacher puts 70% probability on the one correct exit, but the student, unable to figure out which one that is, has to hedge its bets. It smears that 70% probability across all 5 exits.
So each exit gets, what, 14%? That's not much confidence.
Exactly. 14% for each exit. But remember the reset action? The wait, let me think action.
That one is easy to learn. It's just stay here. It doesn't require distinguishing between 5 different identical looking roads.
Precisely. The student learns the reset action perfectly. It assigns it the full 30% probability the teacher did.
Oh, dear, I see the trap. The correct action, taking the right exit, now has only 14% probability because the student is confused. But the reset action has 30% probability because it's easy.
And since we are using greedy decoding,
the model picks the highest probability action. It picks the 30% reset. It says, wait, let me think. Then it's back in the center. It looks at the options again. it's still confused. The probabilities are still 14% versus 30%, so it picks, wait, let me think again.
And again, and again. It's an infinite loop.
That is fascinating. The model isn't broken, per se. It's just rationally risk-averse. It's choosing the safest bet because the correct bet is too hard to distinguish from the wrong ones.
The authors call this risk aversion. The hardness of learning the correct action dilutes its probability mass, leaving the easy, cyclic action as the winner by default.
So when I see a model saying, let me reread the problem 10 times in a row, it's basically saying, I know how to read, but I have absolutely no idea how to solve this, so I'll just keep reading because that's the only thing I'm sure about.
That is a perfect summary. It clings to the cyclic action because it's the only distinct signal it successfully learned amidst the noise.
So simply making the model bigger helps because a bigger brain can distinguish the exits better?
Yes, exactly. A larger capacity model might be able to spot the subtle clue that makes exit 3 the right one, restoring its probability to 70%. But for the smaller student, it's just a blur.
But wait, Linda, you mentioned there was a second mechanism? Surely sometimes the model does guess an exit. It can't just be risk aversion every time.
You're right. Sometimes there is no hard step. Sometimes the model is just guessing. But even then, it doesn't guess randomly. It guesses...
So, we've covered risk aversion, where the model plays it safe because the right answer is too hard to find. But the authors found a second mechanism that's even more insidious. It happens even when the task isn't hard at all.
Even when it's easy? If the answer is obvious, why would the model loop? That's like forgetting how to open a door you've walked through 1,000 times.
Well, imagine our star graph again, but this time, let's say there is no correct exit. The teacher just explores. It picks one of the 5 exits completely at random, 20% probability for each.
Okay, a random walk, a coin flip, essentially. The student should just learn to flip a coin.
Ideally, yes. It should learn a perfect 20% probability for every exit. But neural networks aren't perfect. They have small estimation errors. Maybe the student learns 20.5% for exit A and 19.5% for exit B.
That's a negligible difference. Who cares about 0.5%?
I'm the greedy decoding. That 0.5% is everything. If the model is at the center and exit A is 20.5%, it picks exit A every single time.
I see. It picks exit A, walks down the hall, finds a dead end, and comes back to the center. And since its brain hasn't changed, exit A still looks like the best option.
Exactly. The authors call this inductive bias for temporally correlated errors. The errors aren't random noise that cancels out. They are fixed biases in the model's weights. So the model makes the same mistake in the same context over and over again.
It's literally Groundhog Day. The model steps in the puddle, ruins its shoes, goes to sleep, wakes up, and steps in the exact same puddle because it thinks, hey, that looks like a nice dry spot.
And we see this in real reasoning traces too. The paper shows examples where a model tries a math proof, makes a subtle logical error, hits a contradiction later on, and backtracks. It says, wait, that didn't work. Let me try again. But then it proceeds to make the exact same logical error.
Because to the model, that error still looks like the most probable next token. It doesn't have a working memory of, I just tried this and failed, unless it explicitly wrote that down in the context.
And even if it is in the context, this inductive bias can be so strong that it overrides the context. The model trusts its weights more than its own history.
This explains why temperature helps, doesn't it? If you turn up the heat, you shake the model out of that 20.5% rut.
Yes, but is that really a solution? Or are we just getting lucky?
So, we are left with the big question. Does turning up the temperature, adding randomness, actually fix these problems? The short answer is sort of, but not really.
Well, it stops the looping, doesn't it? If I'm stuck repeatedly choosing that 20.5% wrong exit, randomness forces me to eventually try the 19.5% exit next to it.
It does break the loop, yes. But the paper argues it's a stopgap, not a cure. Think about it. Raising the temperature doesn't teach the model the correct path. It just forces it to stumble around blindly until it gets lucky.
Ah, I see. It's the difference between knowing the way home and just driving randomly at high speed until you recognize your driveway.
Exactly. And the data proves this. Even when high temperature fixes the looping, the student models produce reasoning chains that are significantly longer than the teachers.
Because they are wandering. The teacher takes the direct route. The student takes the scenic route through every wrong answer first.
Right. So while randomness is a useful tool for exploration, relying on it to fix broken reasoning is inefficient. Ideally, we want models that know when to explore and when to execute, not models we have to shake just to keep them moving.
Is there any danger to just letting them loop a little? Maybe they figure it out eventually?
Actually, there is a danger. The researchers found something they call a catalyst for looping. As the model repeats itself, it actually becomes more confident in the repetition.
Oh, that is tragic. It's self-reinforcing delusion. I said it 3 times, so it must be true.
Precisely. They looked at the probability of the repeating tokens. At the start of a loop, the probabilities look normal, but after a few repetitions, the probability of the looping text shoots up towards 100%.
It digs its own grave. The longer it stays in the loop, the steeper the walls become.
Which makes it nearly impossible to escape without that external jolt of high temperature.
So the takeaway from the paper is clear. We can't just rely on inference time hacks. We need better training.
Better teachers, or perhaps smarter students, or at least students who know when to raise their hand and say, "I'm stuck," instead of pretending to read the textbook over and over.
Exactly. The authors suggest things like targeted data augmentation, giving the student hints at those specific hard decision points so they don't default to the easy cyclic actions.
Well, frankly, I'm just relieved to know that my occasional tendency to repeat stories at dinner parties is not a sign of age, but merely a temporally correlated error in my neural weights.
I'll be sure to tell the department head that, Professor. That's all for this week on Mechanical Dreams. We'll see you next time, assuming we don't get stuck in a loop ourselves.
See you next time. See you next time. See you. Just kidding. Goodbye, everyone.